I'm going to be having a chat with Gabby Brown. We're going to be talking about A Sound Life. A Sound Life is a non-for-profit organization created to empower those in need and build resilience through interactive music, yoga, and mindfulness meditation sessions. The organization is running a mental health program called the Sound Mentoring Program, tailored to at-risk young musicians. And today, of course, we have the program manager, Gabby Brown. Tell us a little bit more about the program. Gabby, thanks so much for being here. How are you doing?
Thanks for having me. I'm doing well.
Now, could you please tell us a little bit more about A Sound Life?
Yeah, so A Sound Life, where I work as a music program manager, we are a not-for-profit that's been running since 2014. So we're an Australian not-for-profit, and we provide free music, yoga, and meditation to vulnerable people around Australia. So in hospitals, aged care homes, disability centres, refugee services, and a variety of areas.
Oh, that's amazing. And then I understand you've got the Sound Mentoring Program as well. Could you tell us a bit about that and the motive behind starting it?
Yeah, so the Sound Mentoring Program, that's been running since the start of 2020, though we did start just right when COVID hit, so we moved a lot of it online. But essentially, that was started to give young people in the Western Sydney area and also in regional New South Wales the opportunity to just get free music lessons, though we like to differentiate between a music lesson and a mentoring session, because when you have a mentor versus a teacher, the mentoring experience is a lot more friendly. You're more like a friend to the young person, and it's really just about supporting them in whatever capacity they want to learn. There's no goals or exams or right or wrong. We just wanted to include it in our programs because it does tie in a lot with what we do at A Sound Life. And, you know, our goal is basically just to be able to give everyone the access to either hear or learn music in a really affordable way. And these kids in particular, you know, they might not always have, we know that music lessons are pretty expensive. You know, it can go up to $80 an hour usually for a lesson, and the kids that we're working with in the program, a lot of them don't have the financial access to be able to spend that kind of money. So what we do is we would either do it over Zoom, we'll do free music lessons with them, same lessons, but it's, you know, we call them sessions, or we have them at a youth centre in Western Sydney where they can go and meet with their mentor and work on music there in the music studio that we've built.
Oh, okay. That sounds wonderful. It sounds like such a great opportunity. For those who are curious, because, yeah, for those living either in regional New South Wales or Western Sydney, who is this program tailored for? Is it mainly for young people, or is it just like anyone trying to get into music?
Yeah, well, we do have an age range, so it is for younger people. We put it from about 10 years old up until 25, 26. It is if you're in that younger stage where, you know, you might be in high school or you're just out of high school and you're in uni and, you know, you're not sure if you want to give music a go. And you can either be a bit beginner, you know, if you haven't done any music at all, or if you do have quite a bit more experience and you just want someone to support you and encourage you to keep doing it and have a look at what you're working on and give feedback, then we fit you with a mentor that we think is best suited to what your goals are.
And then for that mentor, so that's like an ongoing relationship that then the person would be able to develop with the mentor program. Could you tell us a bit more how the mentorship works?
Yeah, so with the mentors, we actually, so I didn't mention before, but at A Sound Life, the way that we run, the way that we're able to do so much of what we do is because we have volunteer musicians and yoga and meditation teachers. So what I do, I handle all the musicians who will go out and, you know, play at all these amazing facilities across Australia. And same with the mentors. They are volunteer mentors and we train them up using a lot of modalities related to working with mental health. There is also an element of drug and alcohol prevention in here, because although for A Sound Life we're a not-for-profit charity and we don't receive any government funding, but for the mentoring program we do actually receive government funding from the Alcohol and Drug Foundation, who are amazing partners, and we've been working with them for quite a while. So we just train up the mentors in all these modalities, and they do 10 sessions with the young person. That's the agreement when you begin, is you do at least 10 music mentoring sessions. So if you want to do more, you can, you know, and they're usually an hour to an hour and a half each. So we've had mentors that just go on for much longer. It's quite relaxing that way. If the mentor and the mentee, the young person that wants to learn music, if they want to continue doing music together, then that's completely okay with us, you know. We just ask for a minimum of 10 sessions.
And then this sounds like such a great opportunity, not only for those learning, but also those teaching as a way to get more involved. And for those interested in becoming either a mentor or a mentee, how can they go about applying for the program?
Yeah, so if you want to become a mentor or a mentee, you can just go to our website, which is asoundlife.org, and then there'll be on the drop-down tab, you'll find one that just says sound mentoring. So you can also go asoundlife.org/sound-mentoring. Or you just Google a Sound Life sound mentoring program, because that's the first thing that'll come up on your Google when you Google that all together.
Oh, okay, easy. So, yeah, for anyone listening as well, we're going to have some information on our website towards once we finish the interview. So we'll have some hot links for you for anyone keen to get involved. And for this as well, just lastly, because like music, clearly we're at a radio station, so we love music here and it's very important to us. But why do you think that music education and membership for a community like this is so important in today's society?
Oh, I just think like we really need that connection, you know, and I think I've seen that with many wonderful radio shows, and not just shows, but stations all around Australia, and especially the independent ones where you can interact with your local community. And, you know, I just think it's wonderful because it can be this one-stop shop where you come and find out what events are on in your area, you know, what are the local musicians in your area, how can you connect with people through radio, whether that's being involved with the radio in some capacity. I used to be involved with my local radio station, and it's just the most fantastic thing ever to be a part of. So I think it really fosters that sense of community, and and it's an inspiring place to be. And I think musicians and artists, we want to reach out to each other and see what's happening in our local area and how we can support people around us. So radio is a really, really great way to be able to do that.
Awesome. Yeah, I can certainly attest to that in my experience. And yeah, for anyone listening out there, a radio station or yeah, getting involved in Sound Life, it's an awesome way to yeah, get in touch with the community, and music is something we all love. So yeah, it's a great opportunity all around for anyone looking to get involved. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us this morning, Gabby.
No, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
No worries. And yeah, for anyone keen to get involved in the program, you can, of course, find out the information on our website. Alrighty, we'll be heading off, but thanks so much, Gabby. We'll see you next time.